It is the 24th of July. Wow, can you imagine this month going by as quickly? Summer, as usual, going by more quickly than we would like. Should we pay attention to what's going on in the world? Yep, it's a good idea, and that's why I'm here. Ken Kessler off until, I think, tomorrow, so we'll work through a lot of the different programs that our producers, the production staff, monitoring a lot of talk radio programs to get the sense, the essence, if you will, the real deal when it comes to conversation. You can make up your own mind about the issues and share your thoughts if you'd like at 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen. And the Royal, baby, I'm looking at some of the headlines and the various sites that I look at to try to bring around some of the headline focus to you and what you might be interested in talking about. And so as I look at all of the information about Mr. Wiener that's there and Mr. Obama that's there and the Pope that's there and the Chinese who are in the news today, and I see we are in every single case, whether it's the New York Times, whether it is the Associated Press or Reuters or CNN or NBC or the Wall Street Journal, every single one of them has a headline about the royal baby. William and Kate leaving the hospital, pictures of the baby. Everybody's doing well. Aren't you happy and relieved to hear that? The royal couple says they are working on a name. That's what they say. So what do a lot of people around the country who are listening to, talking about this, what do they have to say? Here's host Bill Leff with correspondent Fred Weintraub on the scene about all the buzz over the royal baby and the names and what's next to the parents and blah, 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 blah.
A lot of speculation now on the naming of the baby. A lot of people believe that the son will be named with one of the more traditional names, a name like George or James or Alexander or Henry. What are your thoughts, Fred? What are we going to see with a name, do you think?
I mean, I think you'll see the name announced with probably within the next week. And if you look at British history, you know that Prince Harry was named, I think, the day after he was born. Prince William took about a week. So there's really no set standard, and you can sit and guess as to what the popular names are, and there's a lot of betting about it going on in the UK, but just as they bet on the sex of the baby and were wrong, we could be wrong here, although George is the betting favorite at this point.
I was looking at the names that you could bet on, and I like this one. I thought this was an interesting Spencer, because of course Lady Di's surname, Diana Spencer. Do you think that one stands a chance?
Could be. I think the only name that probably doesn't stand a strong chance is Edward, and that's because Edward VIII abdicated, and so there are negative connotations there. So I think that probably would not be a name, but everything else is open and in play.
So we'll finally have a name, and then what will happen to the baby next? He's got a name. He's got a loving family around him. Will we see much of him? What do you think will happen, Fred?
No, I think what will happen is William and Catherine will probably go into seclusion at Kensington Palace for a couple of weeks. There will be an official photographer that will take the official picture, and based on how they've operated as royals, the baby will have as private a life as they possibly can. So I wouldn't expect that you will see there won't be any press junkets, and you won't see the baby a lot.
Mike Evans, for the baby as well. 888-302-3684. As you may know, if you listen to this program with any regularity in this hour, we're back and forth between some of the News Talk radio programs and the News Talk television programs, or just the general chat shows, either on television or radio. One such program which we monitor is the one hosted by Wendy Williams, which I always find actually quite intriguing because I find her kind of intriguing. And so on her program yesterday, she shared her basic lack of caring, much like I feel. That's nice they have a baby, and so why are we spending so much time on this? And then she sort of changes her tune, as you'll hear.
Congratulations to Prince William and Kate Middleton on the birth of their baby boy. Truth be told, I was hoping they'd have that baby on the weekend so we really didn't have to talk about it. I've been so, like, I was never into the royal family. No, honest, I'm speaking honestly again. I was never into the royal family until Princess Di came along. When Princess Di came along, I was into her, and I was into her relationship with Fergie and how the two girls went through it. And then when Princess Di allegedly might have done something with that soccer player, and then one of her sons is a redhead, and then she got involved that, like the soccer player. And then Charles got back together with Camilla, and it was like watching Days of Our Lives, except for it was Days of Their Lives. And I was into the royal family at that point. When Di, you know, untimely met her death, I was done with all of them. I was just like, you know, I mean, the two boys, William and Harry, I looked at them from afar, but I didn't really much care about, you know, anything other than that they were nice boys to live their mother's legacy. I didn't really much care about the royal wedding, even though we celebrated it here. I did that because I knew you cared. I didn't care about any of it, so I really didn't think that I would really care about this royal baby. I found my girly behind shedding a tear when I walked across the thing. I so didn't care, and then all of a sudden they announced it on the news. I was by myself, so nobody was looking. And I should not one but two trickle down my face. I was happy for her because she gave birth, and I was even more happy that she gave birth to a boy because I said, now, in case she doesn't want to have any more kids, she doesn't have to keep trying and trying. She can sew that up if she wants now.
Wow. 888-302-3684. So we're discussing Prince William and his wife Kate and the introduction of their baby boy to the world, and whether you care or you don't care. I suppose if you don't care, then you're not going to express yourself. And this isn't meant to be mean or nasty or cynical. It just is not something that's on my radar screen, but I know it's on a lot of people's radar screen. And I'm not here to report on what is important to me. I'm here to report on what's important to you. Help yourself to Doug at DougStephan.com. Social media doesn't get played as much when Ken's not around, but you're welcome to attach yourself to things that will get reported, and not that you put them there so you want to hear your name on the radio and whatever you said. That could be some of the motivation. It's Facebook.com/GoodDayShow and Twitter at GoodDayShow. So a little bit more on the royal baby, and then probably we will, I'm looking at a lot of the interest in Detroit. I think that's where the real news and conversation is in terms of something that's newer and fresher, other than the Wienermobile in New York City. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
What a great family vacation. And we save so much money with Hotels.com on our amazing hotels.
Shh. Don't say that in front of the vendors. If they know that we have extra money, it will be a feeding frenzy.
Hot dogs, popcorn.
How about some cotton candy? It's okay. Oh, I can mix you any color you want.
Commemorative lunch boxes.
You need three.
The Hotels.com summer sale. On now through August 12th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 40%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
If
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking. Yeah!
888-302-3684. Yes, the news is filled with the scandalous Anthony Weiner texting, sexting stuff. So we get to that in a little bit. But I do want to spend as much time as we can on Detroit, and that'll get into our ears after one more excerpt from a radio program hosted by a fellow named Larry Reichert. Along with his pal John Shumway, they talked to Tony Appleton here, who is the London town crier.
Have you ever done any kind of an announcement bigger?
The biggest one I've done, I was in the closing ceremony rehearsals at the Olympic Games last year.
So tell us how it came about that you wound up being the person called on to announce the birth of the future king.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm known as the best gatecrasher in this country. I've got more famous faces than anybody else in this country. So what I do is I do a plan, like a military operation. I was not invited to announce the baby, so I got somebody to write a script for me, a royal correspondent to wrote the script. I got to London, I booked in a hotel, I had a tweet from Inside Information that the baby had been born, and then I got a cab straight to the St. Mary's Hospital in Paddington, and got out a taxi with my scroll and done the announcement. That was it.
So this was not endorsed by the royal family?
No, I done it all on my own back, and no security, nobody bothered me. They thought I was from the palace.
Oh, wow. You did it all, and you're on the cover of both our newspapers. You're on probably magazines and newspapers all over the world. So if folks want to know what Tony Appleton looks like, they've got you in full regalia with your town crier mode, mouth wide open.
That's right. That's it. I can shout for 6 hours without losing my voice.
Now, Tony, after you got done, did anybody give you a hard time or say anything to you about it?
No, they all thought, when I finished the cry, I'd done the cry on the pavement, and all the world's press went mad. They said, hang on a minute, we need you on the steps. So I had to do it again. I got on the steps and done it. And the police, they all thought I was from the palace.
So they're like, step aside, here comes Tony.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? And nobody messes with the town crier.
Phony laughs, and some of these people that do these morning programs in their fake ha ha ha. It used to drive me nuts about listening to Imus, among other things. Anyway, Prince William and wife Catherine Middleton debuting their bundle of joy. And as I look through some of the pictures of former royals, it's kind of interesting to once again see how the folks around the world love what's going on in England with the royal family. Most impressive royal family, even though there are others that are around in the news from time to time. But these people take the prize. 21 after on Good Day.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Is as we talk about things that you're probably interested in knowing more about today or expressing yourself on, 888-302-3684. That's the nature of this whole format, and it's kind of cool when we get into things that a lot of people get themselves worked up about and want to talk about. For example, the ongoing conversation about immigration. Here's a radio host named Jim Forsythe talking about a new study that finds that the ongoing debate over immigration is actually causing more discrimination in our country.
This study was done by the National Council of La Raza, so you can have to keep that in mind. It's an activist organization, obviously, but the actual research was done by an independent group, and the point that they're trying to make is that the continuing debate over immigration is leading to the point where even Hispanics are discriminating against other Latinos. It's a really interesting phenomenon. The National Council of La Raza's investigators called real estate agents, like people who have apartments to and so forth, in three cities, in San Antonio, in Atlanta, and Birmingham. And they found that even when the housing agent was himself or herself a Latino, when the person called had a Hispanic surname and what sounded, quote, like a Latin American accent, the housing person was far more likely to downplay their chances of getting the apartment, decline to give them any information about how they might qualify for the property, and in fact gave them no other options if the apartment that they wanted had already been taken. Shucks! You know something? That apartment's already rented. Sorry to break it to you. What they did was, and this kind of research has been done for a long time to kind of prove this in other areas, they had an individual that had a, quote, Mexican accent and a Hispanic surname, and then immediately after, shortly thereafter, they had an individual without an accent or a standard Texas accent, and an Anglo surname, call the exact same people and ask the exact same questions. So they say in 42% of the cases, there was recognizable and quantifiable discrimination that was directed toward the person with the Hispanic surname and the Latin American accent. It didn't matter if the person they called happened to be Hispanic or happened to be Anglo or African American. The ethnic background of the housing representative made no difference. It was about equal across the board in the chances that the Latino applicant was going to face some sort of higher barrier to cross to get the housing than the Anglo applicant faced. And what the National Council of La Raza and its human rights organization has determined is that the continuing debate over immigration reform and laws passed in Texas and in other states, they're saying that the constant drumbeat of these new laws being passed in these new areas, as well as talk about all the damage that illegal immigrants are doing to our society and our culture, is prompting even Hispanic citizens of this country to react in a discriminatory fashion against Latinos that they perceived to be potentially immigrants. They studied San Antonio because they wanted to study a city where the Hispanic population was a majority and all had also been in the community for many, many generations. They studied Atlanta because Atlanta has a relatively new Hispanic population. Only in the last 15 or 20 years have Latinos been moving into Atlanta in numbers of any consequence, and they wanted to choose Birmingham because Alabama has led the country in passage of laws designed to bar illegal immigrants from the state.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're worried about items being stolen from your luggage, then listen up. There are actual ways to avoid being a victim. The first thing to remember is that smart luggage thieves don't steal your bags. Instead, they steal individual items from your bags and then hope you won't notice until it's too late. Take a moment to open your bag and take inventory before you leave the airport, or it will be that much harder to file a claim with the airport, the airline, or the TSA. It's okay to use a luggage lock, but most of those are ornamental. Instead, pack your valuables in your carry-on. Remember, the airlines have a mile-long list of items they won't cover anyway. And if you absolutely can't bring valuables on board, consider using a shipping service so you can actually insure and track that package. And last but not least, avoid luggage that looks expensive or maybe is expensive. But try to choose bags that are, well, in my experience, ugly. That will lower the chance of someone else walking off without it, either intentionally or by accident. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I like saving money. In fact, to save on lunches, every day I pack myself a sandwich on whole wheat bread. It's healthy, plus it keeps people who are gluten-free from stealing my lunch. Another good way to save money is to switch your car insurance to GEICO. They've even got a special discount for people that are gluten-free. Nah, not really. Well, that's not a bad idea.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
Second half hour of the conversation about the issues of the day, the events, the news nuggets, and Detroit continues to occupy a lot of people's time. Today is the anniversary of the founding of Detroit. 300th anniversary, historical reenactment. Actually, that's not that. Take two on this. When I said today, I'm thinking about this date, all right, July 24th. But it was July 24th, 2001, when the 300th anniversary was celebrated. They'll be celebrating there today. I'm not sure how much they'll be worried about the history of the city more and trying to figure out what to do with the city. So the founder of Detroit was Antoine Delimuth Cadillac. He is obviously the a person for whom the Cadillac is. There's Pontiac, there's Cadillac, all of these Indian chiefs that were a part of the founding and the working of Detroit, well, before Detroit became a city. Cadillac, a lot of people think, was an Indian. That was not the case. However, why am I paying attention to that? That's yesterday. Today is today. Today, people are talking about the status of the city, how to get into the position that it is in. And filing for bankruptcy, becomes the largest city in the country to have ever done that. So let's get a couple of different takes on it. And then some calls at 888-302-3684, because of the things that are around now, this is the one that seems to get the most reaction from people, mostly because the union and retirement aspects to why the city is where it is, poor political management, administrative management, et cetera, et cetera. So what the heck is going on in Detroit? Here's host Jeff Wagner talking about how the situation got to be as bad as it is.
It's a truly ugly situation. For years, the Wall Street Journal has an interesting editorial about this. For years, Detroit has been gutting services and sucking taxpayers dry to finance retirement and debt obligations. Get this. Nearly 70% of Detroit parks have been closed since 2008. 4 in 10 streetlights don't work. The city has cut its police force by 40% in a decade. Response times are 5 times longer than the national average, and it it has one of the highest violent crime rates in the country. So Detroit, an absolute and total mess. No question about it. But here's the flip side of this. How has Detroit been trying to choose to deal with this as it's been getting worse and worse? Well, Wall Street Journal continues. Meanwhile, Detroit residents pay the highest property and income taxes in the state of Michigan. Last year, its business tax doubled. About 40% of revenues go toward retirement benefits and debt, much of which was issued in the last 10 years to finance pension contributions. Payments on $1.6 billion of pension-related certificates of participation consume nearly every dollar of property tax revenue. So in other words, what they were doing is you had these out of control public employee costs that were completely and totally swallowing up the city. What Detroit decided to do in response to this, instead of trying to rein in those costs, they said, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to increase the taxes. We're going to make businesses pay more for operating here. We're going to make taxpayers who live in the city pay more. And what happened? Well, you had more and more people who just decided to leave. And at some point in time, what you see is a situation that just becomes absolutely and totally completely unsustainable. And that's where Detroit is now, completely and totally unsustainable with no choice other than bankruptcy.
What it points out, as that gentleman suggests, is the lunacy of thinking the way politicians who are money-grubbing, money-wasting, improperly motivated managers, this is how they think. More taxes, more taxes, more taxes, more taxes, and you see the impact that it has. You'd think that some national figures would be paying more attention to this as a model and not a good one. 888-302-3684 on the caller line. Before we get there, let's finish off with another overview from a radio host named Bruce Wolf, who along with Sam Adams talks to State Senator Rick Jones of Michigan.
We look at Detroit as a cautionary tale for Chicago. Although I got to tell you, around here, they're refusing to see that the sky could be falling one of these days. It has fallen in Detroit. And give us the latest on what you're doing about it there.
Well, the governor has decided that they should go into bankruptcy. It will end up in federal court. A federal judge will look everything over and probably start selling things. In theory, he could sell Belle Isle. He could sell, they own part of the tunnel. There's artwork.
Howdy Doody.
Probably the animals in the zoo that can all be sold.
You know that you own Howdy Doody as well? Did you know that? Howdy Doody, the puppet, actually was bought for some museum, and of course it's not even in a museum right now. It's in some kind of storage. So even the $300,000 that was paid for that puppet hasn't been put to use. But, you know, all kidding aside there, it does look like, I don't know how much left there is to sell in Detroit. It's better that the unions and the bondholders take the haircut and that Detroit start actually restoring some city services, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's about an hour to get police response. It simply can't keep going that way. I think that we need to shrink the city down to a size that can be vibrant and grow again as possible.
One of the things I've noticed here, though, is it's not all doom and gloom there in Detroit. I'm looking at a couple of articles here, one on CNN Money, that talks about that there's local entrepreneurs here that say now is a good time to come to Detroit and invest, that the Michigan eliminated its 4.95 tax on small businesses, and it's even started to phase out property tax. Would you say, you know, J.P. Morgan's father always told him the best time to invest is when there's blood in the streets. Is this something that the entrepreneurs there are looking at and saying, you know, Detroit might be a good place to start reinvesting?
You know, I would agree with that completely. I've toured the city. There's definitely areas there where there's money to be made. We have completely changed this tax structure in Michigan for businesses. We basically put a sign out, Michigan is open for business, and now is the time to come be an entrepreneur.
888-302-3684. All right, let's get some callers in here, some people with thoughts. How many people do we have from Michigan on the line? A couple anyway. Starting with Henry, what do you have to say?
I want everyone who's listening to this to know that democracy in the state of Michigan has effectively been suspended. The governor of Michigan has 50 68% of the black population in cities and municipalities all over Michigan under emergency financial management, which means that they have effectively thrown out all of the elected officials that black people have elected and brought in their own people. Schneider has brought in his own people.
All right. Doesn't sound like Henry's too happy about that. Here is, let's see here, how about Marcus, who's listening to Good Day in Florida.
I believe that Detroit's financial woes are just the tip of the iceberg, and that we're going to see hundreds more cities across the country that will be filing for bankruptcy. What we're seeing right now is a result of the Great Society, the labor unions, and greed, all rolled into one.
Bernice, who's another resident of Michigan, on what the feds should be doing.
I'm 83 years old. I grew up in the city of Detroit. I was born in 1930 in the city of Detroit. My folks were going through the Depression. I went through the two riots that were in Detroit. And the city is built on people that have courage, whether they're black, white, Mexican, Italian, German, Polish, Yugoslavia, you name it. We had them, and we still have them in the city of Detroit. The city of Detroit will come back if the people are let to bring it back. And they should not sell off the art institution. If Detroit has to give that up, it should become a federal building. The federal government should help bail out Detroit because they also helped put us in the hole with some of the things that they did.
888-302-3684. Go to new affiliate in Bloomington, Illinois. Lyle's listening there.
I do not think that the government should just jump in and bail them out. Detroit's got a lot of problems. You know, the fact that their population has diminished it doesn't help. That's going to make it even tougher to try to come up with a solution. I think they need to look at solutions. They need to go through bankruptcy and then divvy up what's left and figure out a way to go forward from there.
So one person thinks the government should bail them out. Another person doesn't think the feds should bail them out. But the thing to think about is the number of small business people who have done work for the city of Detroit, build them, and aren't going to get paid. That's what really, I'm not really that worried about the pensioners. I'm worried about the small business guys, and in some instances may have done a lot of work, may have based all of their company's work on what they do for the city, because there are people who do get into business, and that's what they do. They're servicing needs of the city, often do it cheaper than can be the case when city workers are doing the work, and then they are going to take it in the neck here. Not a good scenario. Let's wrap this up here by listening to Jim calling in from North Carolina on Good Day.
You know, charity starts at home. And I really don't understand. Republicans, they can go and rebuild countries, rebuild Afghanistan and Iraq and give all this money to Egypt, you know, every year to help their economy out. And when it comes to the countries right here, the cities right here in our country, we can do nothing for them. We bailed out General Motors and the car industry, and they came back stronger than ever. I just don't understand.
Well, you wipe out all the debt, and yeah, you're going to be stronger than ever. That's usually what happens when you declare bankruptcy, to most people anyway, depending on the choices, whatever choice you make for bankruptcy. Coming up here, a discussion of what's going on in Egypt, more on the Stand Your Ground debate. And yes, Anthony Weiner, we'll talk about him as time allows, 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitle, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Hey, Doug Steffen, good day program. With a focus now, what's going on in Egypt? Here's radio man Lee Rayburn with Edward Uranian, who's on duty in Egypt.
Latest reports are that 9 were killed in Cairo clashes between Mohamed Morsi supporters and opponents. Unrest continues in Egypt. Is there any resolution or peace in sight?
Well, Lee, I think Egyptian society is probably just as polarized after the act to remove President Morsi as it was before. I don't see a lot of enthusiasm for violence, though, and I think a lot of this is just provocation on the part of leaders that want to make political points on either side of the fence. And it's not really clear who started that violence yesterday in terms of shooting. I mean, certainly the Muslim Brotherhood people had said they were going to march on the U.S. embassy, which is in and of itself a provocative act, and marching beyond the U.S. embassy into Tahrir Square, which is held by their opponents, is also a provocative act. So certainly there was some intention to provoke, and both Jazeera TV and Arabiya TV had conflicting videos as to who fired first. So it's a bit of a he said, she said.
I wanted to ask you where the Egyptian military lies in all of this in Cairo today.
Well, I think the Egyptian military is trying to keep a very low profile, but that being said, they really need to keep the protesters from both sides from clashing. So, I mean, to a certain extent, they need to interpose. They need to set up forces between the two sets of protesters, and in and of itself could cause some friction as well. So they're kind of in the middle of all this. On the political front, they've actually been playing a very low profile. So they clearly don't want to set up a military government as they had last year before Mr. Morsi took office.
Stand your ground. Foods that are banned, and Wiener up next.
springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Keep the business of conversation moving. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program on Wednesday. Stand Your Ground still seems to be on people's minds, depending on what state you're in. I don't mean the state of mind. I mean where you live. A lot of conversation on some of the Texas radio stations, including this one hosted by, I think, Matt Patrick, who talks to Joe Horn, who was at the center of controversy a few years ago when Mr. Horn shot and killed a couple of burglars. And he came out of it okay because of the Stand Your Ground laws there.
Right now, there's a lot of people that would like to go after the Castle Doctrine in the state of Texas, the Castle Doctrine laws, Stand Your Ground laws in other states. Does that rile you up when you see those folks that want to repeal those kind of laws? What goes through your mind?
I would say yes, because, you know, if you really think about it, Castle Doctrine and Stand Your Ground are the only laws that give the average American a chance. If something happens, that he has to protect his family or his property. I mean, these laws were put there to protect us, and now they want to take them away. You're talking about taking them away about something that happened that really it was kind of an anomaly. It's something that's a tragedy.
Yes.
But it doesn't have anything to do with the laws that are on the books, if you think about it. This was self-defense.
In your case, for those that may be unfamiliar with your case, back in 2008, you saw two burglars leaving a neighbor's home. They crossed over into your yard. You've yelled out to them. You shot them and killed them. And then there was a lot of controversy whether or not, you know, you were covered under the Castle Doctrine. That was not an easy thing for you to go through, although you were no-billed by the grand jury.
No, it's not an easy thing for anybody to go through. And I can assure you, when you're alone and you're in a situation that's life-threatening and you've never been there, you have no experience, and you're scared, or in my case, terrified, you have no idea what that feels like.
And this was your case went national, as did Zimmerman's. You became the focus of national attention, another thing that you were certainly not expecting nor prepared for.
That's true. I still don't, to this day, I don't understand why it would go national, but it did. And in my case, you know, what do you do if you're in a situation like that and you're a regular person? I mean, you're hit with all this news media and a lot of people calling you names that don't even know you.
I don't know what to say after listening to that, frankly, and so I'm sure I'm not going to say anything. There is a report this week that a lot of people who understand food and supposedly are aware of items that are not good for you are still eating them anyway. Here's a rather interesting twist on that idea. Who's eating what? In other words, do you eat? I guess the question would be personally how it affects you. Do you eat foods that have been banned? Here's radio host Joel Riley talking to a dietitian named Heather Galuski.
The food that you have on this list of 11 things that is banned largely around the country, around the world, but we still eat here, is that different or is it really truly unhealthy?
Well, it's kind of a tricky situation because a lot of what is on this list of banned foods are preservatives and colors. So you've got blue number 1 and 2, yellow number 5, yellow number 6, red number 40, and you have some different additives that are in there. And really where you find those are in the processed foods. And any diet that's exceedingly high in processed food, regardless of what dyes or preservatives they use, is going to be considered an unhealthy diet.
And is it because of these specific things, like if I ate processed foods but I avoided those colors that you mentioned, would that be marginally healthier or markedly healthier?
The science generally says that it's really not healthier. A lot of what these foods are banned for in other countries has to do with politics and economics. It's not just from a health standpoint. So you have to consider the partnerships the government's working with, the money that's coming in from these products as well. But a diet that's high in preservatives and a diet that's high in processed foods, regardless of whether it has red or blue dyes in it, is still going to be unhealthy. And not just because of these red and blue dyes, it's going to be because of the added sodium, the reduced vitamin and mineral value from those foods, the added refined carbohydrates. There's a lot of added sugars into those products. And so these products by themselves may be unhealthy, but it's going to have to be in really large quantities that a lot of people don't get.
All right. So red dyes and blue dyes. Stay away from food with red dye and blue dye. I'm not at all interested in this Anthony Weiner thing, except to acknowledge that as he spoke yesterday, admitting to engaging in sexting with a woman that he met online after he had the last problem when he resigned from Congress. His wife stands up there as if to support him. Good God. Hello. Ding, ding.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from jasonlewisteam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right. One that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.